Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca and myself and Mark Henry. And just that, Mark, Dave LaGreca and Mark Henry on a Saturday?
On a Saturday.
Ryan McKinnell took the day off. He used the excuse of having bad internet, but somebody, I think, saw him at the beach, but I digress. But one hell of a Saturday show for the podcast today, Mark.
It was, man. Like, there's so much went on with what's going into Fastlane with Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan and Jey Uso. What is the implications with Edge? This is going to be a really good podcast.
Yeah, we talk about some indie wrestling as well. And speaking of indie wrestling, Teddy Long gets into that as well in the big indie scene in Texas. Teddy Long joins us, WWE Hall of Famer. Also, Andreas Hale of Sporting News and OurHeroesRock.org joins us as well, Mark. One hell of a Saturday show for the nation right here on the Busted Open Podcast.
And not to mention, Dave, this has been one of the best, and when I say best, I mean the best weekly winners that we've had in a long, long time. So, weekly winner coming up. This is the podcast version of Saturday Morning Busted Open. Guys, tune in. This is the one you don't want to miss. Teddy Long has said that he's still drying off. He's not that big. It shouldn't take long for him to dry off and get down here. And we're going to keep talking about what we just talked about. Maybe we can get Ryan back on here until Teddy Long gets down. But, man, listen.
Hello, Mark.
Oh, my goodness gracious. What do we have here?
How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, sir?
What's going on, man? I heard that Ryan's internet took a hit, so I'm jumping on a Saturday.
Man, I really appreciate you coming on, Teddy. I got Teddy Long on the brain. He's coming on here in a few minutes. Teddy got the timeline confused. I said 10 o'clock Eastern, he thinking 10 o'clock Central. I'm going to have to work on him, Dave. I'm going to have to work on him.
Listen, not everybody can tell time. You know, I had this discussion with Bully, all these different, you know, Eastern, Pacific, Central, all that stuff. You know, it gets confusing after a while. You jump ahead, you spring ahead, you fall back.
Yeah, I mean, especially, you know, why do we do that?
I don't understand
the whole time. I mean, if it's going to be the same time, every year anyway. Like, pushing back, going forward, all of this, it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, but it's good to be with you here on a Saturday. I'm excited. I never work Saturdays.
I know, man. But, you know, I'm sitting here on the show waiting on Teddy Long, and the brass at SWE is going to, you know, come down here to the lobby. And I'm in the business center in the hotel and jump on with me. But, let me text Teddy Long again. Because,
don't worry about, you know what? Don't worry about Teddy. When Teddy finds the time, he finds the time. It'd be you and I. It's like a Falls Count Anywhere Friday on a Saturday, Mark. No worries.
Well, let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's
you know what? When Teddy gets there, you got the big show to, you know, the big show today, which is great. You know, a lot of amazing wrestlers, legendary wrestlers are going to be a part of it. Kevin Sullivan's there and Rosemary's there. And I mean,
Davey Boy Smith.
Oh, my goodness. It's like, you know, that's very,
you got
very
the boogeyman
cool.
That's going to be here.
And you know what's exciting, Mark, for me is that it's, you know, we keep talking about the light at the end of the tunnel. Like, when are we going to get past this, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
Get back to, you know, being around fans again and everything like this. This feels kind of like, to me, like a little bit like that light at the end of the tunnel. you know, these you mention a lot on the show about indie wrestling, and you've been doing a lot with indie wrestling, you know, over the course of the last 6 months. And this is another example of that, because for me, Mark, this is why it's important that people know about indie wrestling, that people are a part of independent wrestling. And really, during this pandemic, indie wrestling has been kind of like the heartbeat for pro wrestling right now. And I think, you know, Bully and I, and you too, Mark, we were concerned about indie wrestling at the start of this pandemic. How are these indie wrestlers going to make any money? Let's talk to these indie wrestlers. Let's get their, you know, their pro wrestling tee side out there and everything else so they could sell some merchandise. But they have really kind of set the narrative during this pandemic, because I've been seeing it all over my social media account. These indie shows are really trying their best to be able to be safe, have fans in attendance, and be able to put on a show.
Yeah, and they don't want to disappoint their local crowds. You know, they've like Wes was in Jacksonville, had the he said the show that he was working on, they've been running for 30 years. Man, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Like you build up, you know, some of those people that are fans, they probably their kids were babies when they started started watching wrestling there. And now they're probably adults. So, you know, like that 30 years, that's a long time. Same thing here. The organization's been around for a while. They run a high level. And they're actually on CW. And if you go to SWE.com and you go to their pages, you know, they'll be live on Facebook Live, and they're doing everything they can to survive. But the reason that I'm doing this, Dave, is because I want the future of wrestling to stay bright, and I don't want this to go away. You know, like that, the independent wrestling is kind of the lifeblood of the real fandom.
Yeah.
Because everybody can't travel and go to a WWE show. Everybody can't travel and go to an AWE show. So, you know, this is something that I feel like is necessary to do.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you're a part of it now. Mission Pro Wrestling is something that we talk a lot about.
Yeah.
You know, Thunder Rosa is always a part of that, and she touts it on social media. So, listen, I'm not saying that everybody's got to take a chance. Listen, I'm not telling anyone, hey, I don't feel safe being around people. I get it. I don't feel safe being around a lot of people right now. But a lot of these independence wrestling organizations have sites that you can go to the sites. A lot of it's on Fight TV. You can order the events on Fight TV. So if you don't feel comfortable being there live, there are other ways to be able to watch this. And Fight TV does a great job. I mean, they have organizations on Fight TV, Mark, that I never even heard of before.
Yeah.
But even myself, being a pro wrestling fan for 40 years, I'm discovering some new organizations and some new wrestling that I've never seen. So it's definitely hard times right now, Mark, but it's also exciting times if you're an indie pro wrestling fan. As you know, on Fridays we take a lot of phone calls, Mark. So until some guests start filtering in, you want to take some calls with the nation?
Yeah, man, let's do it. I'm down to talk to the fans.
All right, let's go to Eric in Maryland. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
How are
you? Good morning.
Good, good. What's causing all this? I've been trying to get it ever since Monday, man. Y'all been busy.
Yeah, but Eric, I'll say this. Yes, we've been busy. We've been getting a lot of phone calls the last week. We're on the road to WrestleMania. And, Eric, you call every day. So, we try to get some callers in that aren't on every single day. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It'd be so much on my heart and mind, but I'm going to cut down to a little vacation from you.
Yeah, Eric, first of all, you cut down on nothing. That's another reason. Sometimes we got to pace ourselves a little bit. Go ahead, Eric.
Yes, yes. Well, first of all, I want to talk about Bobby Lashley, man. I love what I'm seeing out of this gentleman, the aggressive side. I hope he beat the mess out of the Miz come Monday, and hope Brock Lesnar come back. He beat the mess out of Brock Lesnar.
Wow.
And also, I want to talk about Charlotte Flair. That's one of the best female wrestlers I've ever seen in my life. She just got the it factor, like Randy Orton and Jake the Snake Roberts. Sometimes the kids go on to be bigger and better than her daddy. And I want to talk about this. The Big Show going to AEW, man. I never thought I'd see him. And Mark Henry. I also want, Jack, I got to talk some things. I never in my life, when you beat Randy Orton for the world title, I didn't think that never was going to happen, man. So, you know, that really, as a black man, that really touched my heart to see you win that belt that night. But I want to bring this up. The Big Show said that the reason why he left WWE was because Randy Orton punked him at the Legend Night. He didn't only just punk Big Show. He punked you and some other people, too, as well. So how did you feel about that, Mark Henry? How did you feel about him
well,
punking you?
I'll take that punking because I was on one foot.
Right,
and
right,
sometimes you
right.
got to make a business decision. I'd rather get punked out than to get my ass whooped.
I feel you.
So
I feel
Randy is not somebody to mess around with if you're not 100%. And now I'm walking on 2 feet. And I'm 325 pounds. I'm lighter, trimmer than I've ever been. And I plan on having a match sometime in the next 6 months.
There you go.
I just want to have one match. And if Randy is the guy, then so be it. But believe me, I'll be ready, and I won't be on 1 foot on a push scooter.
Hey, I'd love to see you beat him again, my friend. And also let you gentlemen know, Wednesday is my birthday, so let's all get turned up the whole week next week.
Celebrate!
Well, Eric, and Eric, thanks for the phone call. A couple of things from Eric's phone call, Mark. Number one, Eric's birthday
Eric
is Wednesday.
Eric said a lot in one Eric, in 2 minutes.
He says a lot. Eric's birthday is Wednesday. So I'm not working Wednesday. I took Wednesday off. So I don't have to worry about that. The other thing is that...
Tell him to send you some cake. Eric, this is my address. Send me some cake.
I am not giving Eric my address.
Don't do it. He'll show up.
The other thing is that Eric says a lot. And he talks at 1,000 miles an hour. So I don't understand. I don't catch everything Eric says. Like, I hear words. You know, because he's talking so fast. I'll hear Charlotte. And then, you know, and I'll hear Orton. First, you know, so.
If Eric Mouth was a gun, it would be a machine gun.
Yeah.
He's spitting more words per bullets per second.
Oh, he's definitely spitting. There is no way that Eric
that you
is
can
talking
say
that
all
fast
that and not,
it's
spit.
Not spitting. But I will say this about Eric. I appreciate the passion. Mark, I know you do too.
I love
that
the passion.
And a couple of things. Number one, like, so wait a second. So rewind here. Rewind the tape. You just said that you would step in the ring one more time?
Yeah, I got to wrestle in this decade.
Okay.
I got to, because Big Show has wrestled in 4 and I've wrestled in 3. And I can't let him have that over me.
That's big news. Now, Guns,
you know,
is
that's
probably
my brother. That's my brother, man. I as close to one as I got in wrestling, and I love him. I'm glad that he landed somewhere where he feels appreciated.
Yeah.
And I hope that we can have him see him, you know, get his just due.
I agree, and I'm looking forward to see what happens with him on AEW. Also, you know, he mentioned Charlotte, and listen, I'm not going to get too deep into Charlotte. Charlotte's always like a hot topic here on Busted Open. It's one of those things like 10 years ago with Cena. You mentioned John Cena, the phones would light up because everybody has an opinion about John Cena. It's the same thing when it comes to Charlotte. Like, if I had an opportunity to talk to Charlotte, I would say, listen, the fact that there's people that love you and there's people that hate you, this just means you're doing what you're doing the right way. Like, there, you know, greatness hate is a thing. We talked about
it's
that.
A thing.
You know, to Ric Flair. We've done shows about it, Mark. But also, when we had Ric Flair on this past week on his birthday, on Thursday, Ric Flair said that Charlotte sees the social media stuff and it hurts her. It actually hurts her. It hurts her feelings when she reads that stuff. So knowing
it's
that.
It's different, Dave. It's different than when you and I were reading Pro Wrestling Illustrated and you would get somebody. They actually didn't have all the information. Now, today, with social media, people have so much information and they're around so much that they actually can basically touch on things that are so true to life, so matter of fact, down to the time that it happened, that you go, okay, they really know what's going on. So, of course, if somebody's saying, talking about your personal life as it relates to pro wrestling and what's going on, you're going to be upset about that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want people's, you know, that's one of the reasons why I try to keep, stay so secret, because people will publicize your news. They'll, you know, I mean, there was a guy that got into a fight with one of his family members on social media the other day because he talked to the person's wife and said that they're having a boy, and he didn't know. Oh. But he saw this his relative say it on social media.
Crazy.
So now he finds out that his wife is having a boy on social media. How pissed would you have been?
Pissed. I mean, that's not the way you're supposed to find things out.
And that's why Charlotte is angry and disappointed and dejected when she hears some of this news, because it's true to fact. Yeah. The people that are saying stuff, they know what they're talking about.
And here's the thing, Mark, and you know this, Mark. But like, well, back in the day, like, I didn't know anything about Tony Dorsett's personal life. I didn't know if he was married, he had kids. I didn't know any of that. All I knew was the Tony Dorsett that I saw on the TV. Ric Flair, my favorite all-time wrestler. I had no idea that Ric Flair was married. I mean, all I knew was that character and personality that they showed on TV. Nowadays, yeah. Your life, if you're a celebrity, is an open book. And not only that, people want to know. I didn't want to know. I could care less. I really didn't want to know. Somebody's personal life is just that, personal. If they don't want me to know, then you know what? I don't have the right to know if they don't want to know, if they don't want to share that stuff. Now, not only do celebrities' life, there's things that they don't want to be out there or that are out there, but now people seek that stuff too. Just because they're a celebrity doesn't mean they can't have secrets, they can't have a personal life. Who are you to say what they should share and what they're not supposed to share? It's a different time. It's a very difficult time. It's hard to surf that sometimes, Mark.
Yeah, it kind of sucks, man. I really do think that there's a line that you don't cross. I try my best not to get in people's business. My wife will tell you, if people started saying, "Hey, is that guy single?" I don't know. You need to go. You need to find out on your own. I don't know nothing. My name is Bennett, and I'm not in it. I don't want no smoke from nobody about spreading the news, because I might be wrong.
Yep.
But Dave, on another note, we got Fastlane coming up.
Yeah.
And it looks like right now, and it's just, you know, me and Ryan were talking about this, it looks like it might be gearing towards seeing a triple threat with Daniel Bryan and Jey Uso. What do you think would be a good deal?
I mean, listen, we got to take a break, because that's a good tease.
Yeah, that's a good
tease.
For
the other side, because when you talk about Daniel Bryan, you know, you mentioned the name Daniel Bryan, my eyes light up, because that's somebody that, again, we thought we lost him just a couple of years ago, and here he is, another WrestleMania that he's going to be a part of. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about Apollo's big night on SmackDown as well.
Ooh-ha.
Last night. And then, of course, the Busted Open Nation. A lot of people complain that I don't take a lot of phone calls. Well, you know what? We'll try to get to as many Nation members as possible on a Saturday. We'll do that.
Hi, this is Adam Schein, host of Schein on Sports on Mad Dog Sports Radio. The Adam Schein Podcast is back for another football season. I'll give you my passionate, hard-hitting opinions every week, including picks against the spread and fantasy football advice, all while talking to the biggest guests in all of sports. We talk to celebrities, media personalities, diehard football fans on a weekly basis. It's the Adam Schein Podcast, new episodes every Tuesday. You can listen to the podcast anytime on the SiriusXM app, iTunes, Pandora, and Stitcher.
Got for in that day. This is one of my, oh my gosh, this is one of my cuts. Turn that up again, Guns. Oh. All right. We got to talk about pro wrestling. Oh my God, Dave. During this time, man, in the 2000s, hip hop was just at its pinnacle. And Bad Boy Records, P. Diddy, Biggie, Mace, like Loon, I mean, they had like Black Rob, they had all the talent. It was rolling. And that song right there, man, we call it a club banger. I don't know if you've been out of the loop for a little while. That was a club banger, Dave. When it hit, the dance floor filled up.
You mentioned Mace from Retribution. Is that the Mace you're talking about?
No. Okay. The other Mace.
We talked about the weekly winner. Got to do that. We're hoping to get Teddy Long on. Also, Andreas Hale of Sporting News is also going to join us as well at 11:20. So I'm really looking forward to talking to him. You know, he's doing a lot with Black History Month, Mark. So, you know, this is our last show before the end of February. So I'm really looking forward to talking to him. What's going on, Mark?
Well, man, I'm telling you, man, we just got graced by the presence of the great Teddy Long, Theodore R.
Nice.
I'm gonna have to split my microphone and heads with him because we only got one.
You only got, oh boy. Well, I mean, all right. Well, I mean, well, all right, if you want to ask Teddy a question and then give him your headset, or we can do it over Zoom.
Yeah, you know what?
I'm sure we could do something over Zoom. We can have Teddy on Zoom.
Let him tell you about SWE.
Okay.
Who is it, Andre? No, this is Dave LaGreca.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Know about the show tonight.
Dave, are you affiliated with this podcast?
Well, it's a podcast, and we're live on Sirius XM. Satellite radio as well.
That is not what I asked you. I asked you, are you affiliated with this podcast?
I am affiliated with this
podcast.
That's
a yes or no. Thank you. All right.
Yes,
well,
sir.
Well, the first thing I want to say is stop being cheap. You got one headset, you got one microphone, and then you suggesting people to come on here and share stuff. That's cheap, okay? Please spend some of that money some of your relatives left you and buy some equipment, all right?
You got it. Sorry.
All right.
My fault.
We're ready to roll, player.
Okay. So talk about your involvement with SWE today.
Well, we're talking about SWE. We're here live in Cartridge, Texas. We got a big show coming tonight starting around 6:30 p.m. It's WrestleFest. Also, we're doing a SWE training camp, which will start this morning around 10 a.m. And what that means, if you want to become a professional wrestler, you want to learn how to wrestle, or you want to become a part of SWE, well, we give you the opportunity to do that and also the opportunity to become a professional wrestler. Also, we'll be doing a big meet and greet, and Mark Henry, the World's Strongest Man, Hall of Famer, he'll be certainly a part of that, and that's going to start around 2 p.m. And we have a lot of other stars. The Davey Boy Smith Jr., he's going to be a part of that. Rodney Mack, the SWE TV champion right now. We don't have any tag team champions, but we may have some matches tonight that will certainly lead us up to the tag team tournament. So other than that, SWE is on a roll. We're doing good, and we're so proud to have Mark Henry as a part of our organization. Mark has been such a great help to us backstage. He takes his time and talk with a lot of the young talent that need a lot of instruction, that needs a lot of knowledge, and Mark is here to do that for us. And man, I'm just happy that Mark came on board with us, and I mean, we couldn't have made a better decision.
Yeah, and you know what? You've done some great work as well. Like, you look at this show today and the people that are going to be involved in it. You know, you mentioned there's legends like Mark Molina, Christy Janes, who's done a phenomenal job on the indie scene, is a part of it. Lacey Von Erich is making a return. So it is really a great blend of some young talent that maybe a lot of people haven't heard from before, and these returning legends as well. So that's a great, great job. So I'm really excited for what's going to take place today.
Well, also, you know, when you mentioned Lacey Von Erich, we're going to certainly give her an award to give her late father. Also, we have Miranda Gordy. She's going to be returning to SWE. Wow. She's the former SWE Women's Champion, but she's also going to be getting an award for her late dad, late great Terry Gordy, and she'll be a part of the action tonight. She'll certainly be in the ring, and I'm sure she's coming back for what she said that belonged to her.
Mr. Longwin, I think of your career quickly. From where you started, I mean, because your face is so familiar, not just from, you know, the WWE and WCW, but also, you know, Jim Crockett Promotions and, you know, seeing you and where you started. And then, you know, you were the guy that was taking the ring attire, then became a referee and then becoming a leader. And you're somebody that really put the work in, had the drive, started at the bottom and went all the way to the top, to the WWE Hall of Fame. You know, all respect to you, sir, because you did it the right way. You put the work in, and it really paid off for you.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And all I have to say about that is, you know, God is good. You know, I've really been blessed to have such a great career. And also, what really makes me blessed is, I had the opportunity when I started managing is to run into people like the legend Mark Henry here. You know, I managed him for a while, him and Rodney Mack, you know, doing the White Boy Challenge, the thugging and bugging. We had a great time with that. And like I said, I'm just blessed, and I thank God for everything. And, man, and look at me now. I'm right here on the Mark Henry podcast, you know, so how many people are lucky enough to do that? And people all around Louisiana, East Texas, they're coming to the show tonight. So we should have a sold-out crowd. And if you don't have your tickets now, you better get them, player.
I love it. I love it. And I know you're very busy. We just have a couple of minutes to the end of the hour. It is Black History Month. We're at the tail end, and it should be all. It's all year round. I mean, everybody should always celebrate history, and it's not just Black history, but history. And from where pro wrestling was 35, 40 years ago, especially in the territory area where racism ran wild, and you know, people have talked about that, to where we are now, it is a blessing that finally people are acknowledging not just Black history, but the history of pro wrestling.
Well, yeah, you're certainly right about that. And talking about the racism, you know, things have gotten a lot better, but you know, it's still out there.
Yep.
You know, it hasn't went away. And, like I said, I don't talk about it much, but, you know, I was on the other end of a lot of the name callings and a lot of the racism. But, you know, I didn't let that bother me. I just put my future in the hands of God, and he took care of me.
Amen. Well, Mr. Long, thank you so much for the time. We really, truly appreciate it. And again, SWE Fury, East Texas. I mean, the names Teddy Long, Mark Henry, Lacey Von Erich, Christy James, Rosemary, Melina, Trevor Murdoch. There is a ton of stars that are going to be part of this show, and I hope everybody could be a part of it. Go to SWEFury.com right now for all the details, directions, how you can be a part of it. And Mr. Long, thank you so much for giving us your time today.
And thank you for having me. And one other thing, too, if you can't make it to Cartridge, you know, we'll be streaming live on Facebook. That's right. The show will be streaming live tonight on Facebook, and you can get it that way.
All right. Well, thank you. Teddy Long, WWE Hall of Famer, just a great man, a great leader, a great representative of pro wrestling. And Mark, I mean, unfortunately, we didn't have a lot of time. We're at the end of the hour, and I know he's a very, very busy man, but it was good catching up with Teddy Long, and of course, what's going on with SWE Fury.
Yeah, I'm glad I laughed when you call it the Mark Henry podcast.
That's all right. Busted open. It's okay. You know what? It's all right. You know, we got to teach him. And you know what? And Mark Henry, it's true. We got to put some more money into the show. We already got one headset for you.
One headset.
Out loud.
One mic.
It's pretty crazy, man. But it was good catching up to Teddy Long.
Hey everyone, this is Lisa Ann, and I'm here to tell you about my new podcast, The Lisa Ann Experience. This is my chance to share with you my experiences, past and present, including how I went from living in the fantasy world of adult films to talking fantasy sports on SiriusXM. Each week, I'll introduce you to some of the people I've met on my journey and invite friends on to help me read through the endless ridiculousness that lands in my inbox. New episodes are available every Wednesday on the SiriusXM app and Apple Podcasts.
The landscape of pro wrestling is evolving, which means more options for fans.
So many activities!
Mark Henry and Ryan McKinnell are here to answer the difficult questions. What was the best show this week?
If you ain't first, you're last.
The week's over, so get over. This is the Busted Open Weekly Winner.
All right, guys, we are back live in effect from Carthage, Texas, and from somewhere in New Jersey, northern New Jersey.
There you go.
We are here with the weekly winner. I'm going to go first. Normally you would give your guest, but I don't consider Dave to be a guest on Busted Open, being that he's the one that started this whole thing. But I'm going to start, man. Like Monday, the show was as and Dave is very critical, as we know, about Monday's shows. And this, in my opinion, guys, was probably the best Raw of the year. It was, I can't even, there's no speculation. It definitely was the best show of the year. And Tuesday, Impact, introductions from wrestlers from Japan, from New Japan, AEW sent its best. You is slowly becoming a must-watch. It's already, Impact has already been pretty good over the last, you know, 6 months. But over the last month and a half since AEW and Kenny Omega started making all of the appearances, if you will, taking the title from AEW over to Impact, you've gotten a really sturdy show with big stars, and you get to see the stars of Impact interact with the stars at AEW. It's just a must-watch on Tuesday nights. And you get to Wednesday, and Wednesday, the main event carried AEW. I've said this on Fridays, and I've said it the last 2 weeks on Saturday. Rey Fénix should be held at a higher regard. He's an unbelievable talent. Everybody he works with, he looks like $1 million, and they look like $1 million.
Yep.
And this week was no different. Lance Archer, guys, is an elite talent in pro wrestling. Rey Fénix, in my opinion, even though Rey Fénix lost the match, I came away from that match with more respect for Rey Fénix because I feel like he's not getting enough reps. I don't feel like he's getting enough time as the main guy. He hasn't been the main guy. And yes, he's in a tag. And, you know, his brother's hurt. But sometimes when your tag partner gets hurt, you should get a singles run. You should get a singles push. And I think that Ray deserves that, especially after what we saw. I can't say enough. Jericho is one of the guys in pro wrestling that is slowly moving up the ladder. Even with him going to AEW, he had a great WCW career. He had a great WWE career. And now he's the catalyst over at AEW. And I feel like Jericho is getting better, and he's not the youngest guy on the roster. He's probably one of the older guys on the crew. And how can you keep getting better? So that was a shining moment. Watching the Young Bucks and Private Party and Matt Hardy and, like, the guys, they are mixing it up over there at AEW to where you feel like they need to be on their own day. I just feel like AEW and NXT being on the same day is counterproductive for both of them. You get over to NXT. The matches are the best wrestling matches in wrestling today. They had the best overall wrestling show during the week. Mm-hmm. You had new, like we got to see Io Shirai against an upstart, a new wrestler, Zoe Stark.
Yep.
Zoe Stark is going to be a star, y'all. She is going to be a star. I enjoy watching NXT. I was entertained. I think that Austin Theory is a guy that we really need to see more of. I love Dexter Lumis. I mean, there's no secret. I have a wrestling man crush on Dexter Lumis. He doesn't disappoint. Every time that he goes out, he performs at a high level. Leon Ruff, I don't know if I've ever seen somebody take an ass whooping like the one he took from Swerve. Swerve looked like me out there. I mean, that dude, he beat him so unmerciful that I was just blown away. I'm really impressed with what they're doing with Swerve and where he's going. And you get to the cream of the crop. You know, the Johnny Garganos, the Adam Coles. I mean, the young veterans, man, listen, entertaining as hell. Like, you cannot have a show without the Grizzled Young Veterans now. Cameron Grimes, oh, my God, y'all. I asked for it, and I got it. It was like I prayed, and I said, God, please. Let them put Cameron Grimes on TV more. And I got my prayers answered. Like, the dude is doing the Ted DiBiase challenge, trying to get the kid. He didn't listen to the full call. He's shooting himself in the foot. Like, I mean, it's just like the whole entertainment. That was the most entertainment that I've seen in NXT in a while. It's always the best wrestling show. Male matches and the female matches. The things that they did with Xia Li now, like, it was just entertainment after entertainment quality. And then you move on to SmackDown. Wow. I mean, you get Apollo Crews bringing out the ooh-ha. You get Apollo Crews saying that his heritage means something to him. And in this time of Black history, I think that was important to shine a light on who he is as a human being, as well as a wrestler. And that was, you know, pretty cool of the WWE to allow him to have that moment. The women's matches have gotten so good now that the men have had to elevate their game. And that's in all the forms of wrestling, but especially on SmackDown. Tamina looked like a monster yesterday. I mean, to see her and Natty, and, you know, Natty was at ringside, and Liv Morgan, bless her heart. I mean, she was fighting the battle uphill that just was not going to work. And this was the best that Tamina has looked in years. Her body looks good. She's trained. You could tell that she's training, she's dieting. Like, she wants to get back in the forefront of the women's division. And I think that she is making those strides. I mean, she beat her like she owed her money. And we had one of the callers call in early in the show excuse me, and mention how they didn't like the lackadaisical cover that she made, that she kind of held her shoulders down. Guys, I just, that's what a heel does. That's what a bad person does. They take advantage of a situation. And I didn't have any negative feeling towards it. I would like to see a respectful hook the leg, arms and shoulders down, body press cover. But sometimes when you're as confident as she looked, it was okay, in my opinion. And you fast forward and you get to the interaction between Seth Rollins and him coming out and saying how he felt like if anybody would listen to him, and then all of a sudden Cesaro's music comes on. Cesaro comes down to the ring and he addresses the Messiah, if you will, and the Messiah ends up getting booted and put in the spin. He spinned him more times than I think I've ever seen anybody get spinned. And he couldn't stand up. And how Cesaro can spin around like that and not get dizzy is beyond me. I have no idea how he does that, but it's impressive. And so I'm thinking that now we'll have those two guys at Fastlane, which I'm really excited about, because now is the time for Cesaro to make that push and be the guy that we all know he can be. And Daniel Bryan had his bump in early in the show in a segment with Roman Reigns, and Roman Reigns felt like it was disrespectful for him to talk the way that he talked. And Daniel Bryan said, "It's my mouth. Say what the hell I want to say." And I thought that was entertaining. And then you get to the main event with Jey Uso and Daniel Bryan, and they have as hard a hitting match as you can have in a long match, over 15 minutes. And then, of course, they get outside and they get counted out. And once Daniel Bryan starts to come back up, and then you get the Roman Reigns interaction, and they beat him down. And it looks like now that we may get a triple threat. When Daniel Bryan was, if he won that match, then he got a one-on-one with Roman Reigns for the Universal title.
Yeah.
So now it looks like he will get that. But, you know, with all of that said, I can't pick all of them. You have to pick one. And the way that we do this, Dave, we say if you're not first, you're last.
Wow.
And as much as I would like to give SmackDown the nod, I feel like I was more entertained this week by NXT. So NXT gets my weekly winner.
Oh, all right.
If you're not first.
Okay. So NXT gets your weekly winner. So Mark picks NXT. There was a lot from what you just said. I mean, you gave the nation a lot, and a lot to chew on, and myself as well. So before I get to my weekly winner, there's some things that you said that I have to agree with. And maybe you can shed a little bit more light on it. Tamina. You know, Tamina, I actually tweeted it as you were talking. I've always felt, especially after these last few years, that for whatever reason, she is underrated and underappreciated. It wasn't that long ago. She was one of the top stars.
Yeah.
And then for whatever reason, she's been not only knocked down the ladder, they haven't given her an opportunity to try to climb that ladder, Mark. And I don't know what it is. She has an amazing presence. She could be very, very physical in the ring. She's definitely agile for somebody her size. I mean, she's the daughter of Jimmy Snuka, for crying out loud. So I don't really know why she has not been given that opportunity, because I really feel that she deserves it. Also, Mark, you mentioned Shane Strickland, Swerve Scott. That's a guy that, like, under the radar, somebody I definitely want to see more of. I love what he was able to do this past week on NXT. That guy is a star. Everything about him, I mean, he's physical, he's definitely athletic, he has personality, has character. I'm looking forward to him getting even a bigger opportunity. I'm not saying that NXT hasn't given him an opportunity, but I'm waiting for him to have an even bigger opportunity. I'll even say this. I think Swerve Scott is somebody that's almost custom made for the main roster. So I'm looking more for him. All right, so let's break down these shows, because you said it and it's so true, Mark.
So you're going to start with Raw?
I'm going to start with Raw. Okay. Because I am going to say that when it comes to all the shows, it's about the main event, right?
Right.
And what was the main event that we got from Monday Night Raw? Bobby Lashley and Braun Strowman. And man, Bobby Lashley is finally where we want Bobby Lashley to be, right? In the main event, you know.
And on the microphone.
And on the microphone. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, because I've been saying that for weeks, for months, actually for now a couple of years. The one thing I loved about Bobby Lashley at Impact Wrestling is they gave him an opportunity on the microphone. This guy is great on the stick, and they gave him that opportunity. And I know that you have MVP by his side, and when you have somebody like MVP at your side, guess what? You probably don't need to talk a lot on the microphone, but this guy can talk on the microphone, and he showed it on Monday night. Then you talk about the main event. You go to Impact. Jake Something and Moose. Moose, once again, another MVP performance on Impact Wrestling. NXT, Karrion Kross and Escobar. Karrion Kross, another guy, extremely physical, methodical in the ring, and I thought he really showed it on NXT in that main event. AEW, you've been praising up and down Rey Fénix. But let's look at Lance Archer. Lance Archer, unbelievable. That guy, again, agile for somebody his size. He shows his size. And Rey Fénix was throwing his body throughout that match at Lance Archer. Go back and watch that match. When he did that moonsault on Lance Archer outside the ring, Lance Archer caught him square and got thrown into the barricade. That was awesome. And then again, what we saw last night with Jey Uso and Daniel Bryan, another extremely physical main event between Uso and Daniel Bryan. And I'm going to surprise a lot of people with my weekly winner.
Uh-oh.
Because you just said it, Mark. Monday Night Raw had their best show of not only the year, I think they probably had their best show of the last year, calendar year. So not just the 2021, but the calendar year. And my weekly winner for this week is the three-hour Monday Night Raw we just saw this past
What
Monday.
In the Sam Hill of Beans just happened, ladies and gentlemen?
That shit is real.
What just happened on a Saturday, busted open? Dave LaGreca just said that Monday Night Raw was the best show of the week, and this was one of the most impactful wrestling weeks that I've seen probably in over a month. Probably over a month and a half. The most critical guy in the world about Monday Night Raw's 3 hours said that it was his weekly winner. I'm just blown away. And you know what? I didn't talk about Bobby Lashley on Monday as much as I should have. That main event with Braun Strowman and the setup to get them into that match, and I probably should have, because I love the fact that he told Miz that it's going to be, if you don't make the right decisions, it's going to be painful. It's going to be awesome. Bobby didn't have that 6 months ago.
Nope.
Whatever light switch went on in him, thank God it happened. Because we already had a complete wrestler in Bobby Lashley. But we didn't have a complete entertainer. Now, I feel like he is complete. And there is nobody that's more physical than Bobby Lashley. In the company, Drew McIntyre is the closest thing that they have. Roman Reigns is right there physically. Braun Strowman, you saw what happened to him. Bobby Lashley is a grown man. And I'm telling you, if he gets on a roll, he could be on Raw what Roman Reigns is to SmackDown. But that being said, I was more entertained by NXT as a wrestling fan this week. And I see the potential for that show to be even bigger. Karrion Kross is a star.
Yes.
They have so many guys that can really, really go. And when I say guys, I mean the girls too. Because Io Shirai is one of the best female wrestlers on the planet. She had a rookie stand toe-to-toe with her. Almost beat her three times. Zoe Stark is going to be a star, y'all.
Yeah.
She is so physically talented, can do everything. All she needs is time and experience. And I pray that she doesn't have any injuries, and she is afforded that. And in that, we'll have another big-time main event player. But there's no wrong. Nobody's wrong.
No, nobody's wrong. But, you know, I've been so critical of Monday Night Raw, but that match between Riddle and John Morrison.
Oh, my God. Yep.
Damian Priest and Angel Garza. Sheamus and Jeff Hardy. Bobby Lashley and Braun Strowman. And, of course, the segment with Charlotte and Rick. Like, I mean, you know, it's a shocker because NXT was awesome. AEW was awesome. Impact was awesome. MLW was great. But I got to give my weekly winner to Monday Night Raw. All right, Mark. NXT for Mark. Raw for LaGreca and the Shocker. It must be, things must be going loopy because here I am on a Saturday. But really looking forward to talking to our next guest. And Andreas Hale of Sporting News is going to join us. He's doing a lot of great work.
Hello, SiriusXM. This is Pat McAfee. Starting Wednesday, my show is coming to Mad Dog Sports Radio. If you don't know me, here's a resume. I used to kick balls for a living. Sometimes I do comedy. I'm an undefeated professional wrestler except for one match. And I do a radio show where I'll entertain the living hell out of you with sports takes and some stories from my crazy life. The dumbest sports show to ever exist, the Pat McAfee Show. We're on weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern, starting Wednesday on Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82, Amazon Alexa, Google Assistant, or however the hell you stream in your house.
A little Naughty by Nature dance real quick. We're coming back Saturday morning, Busted Open, with Mark Henry and Dave LaGreca. We have a special guest. And when I say special guest, I mean a special guest, Mr. Andreas Hale. I would say accomplished would not be good enough.
Oh, man.
A man that has covered MMA and pro wrestling and anything that's dealing with fighting and the fighting arts at the Sporting News. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. It's a pleasure to be a part of this show today.
There's a lot to talk about with you
today.
There's
so much to talk about. I don't know what I want to talk about first, Dave. Are you going to take the let's go with the Our Heroes Rock first. Let's go the Our Heroes Rock. Can you give us a little breakdown of how it came to be and how you got Big E involved?
Yeah, well, I mean, it really started. I would say me and Big E have been friends for a while, and if you go back to when George Floyd was murdered, I was on the New Day podcast. And when we discussed, you know, how we felt about it, and, you know, me and Eve had conversations about how do we keep these conversations going. And Eve, who has worked with Johnny Davenport, who has designed the New Day's ring gear, they came with an idea to put historical black figures on Big E's ring attire. And I saw it and I text Big E and I was like, this can't just be ring gear. Like, you just can't let it die here. It has to live on somewhere else. So the three of us started conversing for the past several months. So we came up with the idea of, let's do an animated show and let's blend all the worlds. Like, we talked about science fiction, which we have the Hall of Heroes, which is like a, if you think of Tony Stark creating a museum with everybody from Ida B. Wells and Langston Hughes to Muhammad Ali and Malcolm X, that's the museum. And we wanted to blend it with hip hop. And I worked in the music industry for a long time. So we have Rhapsody doing our pilot episode, which is on Ruby Bridges, who was the first black girl to integrate the school system in the South. So wow. That is kind of how this all came together. Because what we thought was, as three black men who grew up in America and didn't get our black history until we were much older, was treated like a subculture. And that shouldn't be the way for kids. Kids should know that this is our history. And that's why we call it our Heroes Rock. It's not just Black Heroes Rock. And of course, we want to expand because there's women in history. There's Latinos in history. There are Asians in history. They who have heroes that aren't discussed in our history books. So we wanted to make it fun. We wanted to make it a cartoon that both parents and kids alike can join in. And we wanted to have some music involved. I love hip hop. And I think if we can do this in a fun way, it's like putting the medicine in the applesauce. And that way your kids come away with a little bit of knowledge.
Right.
I love it because you know what it reminds me of? And first of all, Andreas, thank you for saying, you know, it's history and not just black history, because we had Teddy Long on in the last hour. And it is the history. It's the history of our world. It's the history of our country. It shouldn't just be divided from just black history. It's our history. And I think that's very, very important. But also, too, like when I was young, and I'm 49, so, you know, when in the 70s, there was a show called Schoolhouse Rock. So a lot of what I learned was from Schoolhouse Rock, because history in school to me was kind of boring. They were able to do it in a way where it came across as song. And that's how I learned a lot of my history, was from those
I'm
little
only
shorts
a bill
on Saturday morning, right?
Hill.
So it kind of went, as you were talking and you're talking about Our Heroes Rock, it kind of reminded me of Schoolhouse Rock back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what we're looking at. I mean, I grew up on that as well. And those jingles will always be stuck in your head. So what's it going to be like now? We're creating something for our kids to be reciting over the years about Madam C.J. Walker, you know, or about Marcus Garvey. Like, there's so many figures in black history, which is our history. And if we can create these cool little jingles around it, we got Big E as the robot, E-Tor. We're trying to make something that's really fun here for kids to learn about their history, because you shouldn't have to wait till you go to college to find out who your heroes are.
Right. I mean, just even you mentioned people that had done incredible things, but are y'all going to get into the patents and the inventions, like the creative and science part of it? Because, you know, the traffic light, the cotton gin, you know, like the things that have gone on. You said our history, and I'm glad that Dave loves the our history. The reason that black history exists is because there was no our history. And that is something that I'm glad that you're rectifying with the Our Heroes Rock, is because I want my kids to know more about where we came from, so they can have pride in the fact that they do come from something special, that they come from inventors. They come from people that have made great and unbelievable advancements in science. Which is where we're lacking the most on the educational spectrum. I'm just really happy to have you on, man. Like, I want to be a friend of yours.
Same here, man. And on that note, I mean, if you look at like things like the inventors and science and all those things, it's all about representation. I mean, for me as a kid, listen, I grew up, I had an old Italian white grandmother. So I had to learn my history through TV and books. And that was very difficult for me at a young age, because there wasn't a whole lot out there. I knew we made peanut butter, but did we make jelly? Like, I wasn't sure what we were doing out here. The cotton gin, I was like, all right, cool. But what else did we do? And as I got older and I started to realize how many things that we created and made in this world, it's empowering. And also within these stories, we want to teach a lesson. Like the lesson of Ruby Bridges is not just about integration. It's about tolerance. It's about bravery. And these are things that kids can associate with because, you know, again, you don't want to just feed them history because it's boring. I remember being in school and, you know, learning about the French-Indian War. Man, I was so bored of that. But if I had a jingle with it, yeah. Hey, and if we bang it, all right, cool. I'd have been all in on it. So that's exactly what we're doing here. And I'm glad to be on here to discuss it. And I'm glad that y'all like the idea, man, because we're crowdfunding ourheroes.org. We've already gotten almost 3/4 of the way to our goal. So it's, you know, just being on here to talk about it is a blessing.
And I'm glad you mentioned that. Please go to ourheroesrock.org to find out more information and be a part of what something is that's going to be landmark. So I'm glad you brought that up. So please go to that website. And I think the timing of this couldn't be more perfect because the last year, I mean, what a rough year for our country and the turmoil and the racial turmoil. And ignorant on my part, Andreas, because I thought in a lot of ways we made strides. You know, I thought like, you know, in the years prior, I was like, wow, we're really starting to come together as a country. We're starting to really start to come together as people. And I think the last year has been really a slap in a lot of people's faces that thought that because I couldn't be more wrong. And I think that the timing of this is absolutely perfect.
Yeah, definitely. And I think one of the things that I've learned over the past year is it's kind of like raising a kid, how you have to teach history and tolerance, because if you yell at a kid and say, that's racist, and you just continue to yell at them, they're just going to be scared to say anything. But if you sit down and have a conversation with them and explain to them, hey, this is why this is wrong. Hey, do you see our side of things? We got to create empathy. That's how you get people to join up and be together. But we can't always yell into the wind and just, you know, curse everybody down who doesn't understand, because a lot of people didn't have the same backgrounds and didn't grow up like we did or around those same people. We just got to show them different ways to get to the same journey, which is, yeah, we're all humans, but we have to recognize the cultural differences as well.
Well, it's ignorance. Like that's why I brought up the word, Mark. I'm sorry to jump in, but that's why you say the word ignorance, because it's not understanding, just not knowing. And I'm glad, Andre, that you said that, because it's like, all right, now you have to teach. You have to show that there's another way and another line of thinking than the way because you just didn't know.
There have always been sympathetics. There have always been allies that were white, like our white counterparts. And is there going to be a place where people are going to, sometimes they shut off when it's just black, 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 blackity, black, black, and it's the blackest. Like people like the real Cassius Clay, like the Cassius Clay. I think that he pushed Abraham Lincoln more than anybody. And of course, you know, I think that the real Cassius Clay might have some black in him because, man, he was a G. Like, I mean, this is a guy, for people that don't know the history about Cassius Clay, the real Cassius Clay, Cassius Clay won more duels than anybody in history. He challenged people to duels about anything. It could be, man, the temperature feels good out here. It's kind of balmy. Let's duel about it. I mean, he was kind of a bully, but he was a good bully. And he gave away like $45,000 worth of wealth. Or he released all his family slaves when his father died and handed everything over to him. He released all his slaves, which was around $45,000, which today would have been like $1.4 million, $1.5 million. Like, he did things, and he pushed Abraham Lincoln for emancipation. So, like, there's stories to be told that white Americans can look at and go, we played a part in the role of, there were white abolitionists as well. So are y'all going to get into doing that? So it's completely an our type of environment, or you want to concentrate right now on the black heroes being known and then get into that later on?
Well, I think we want to concentrate on most of the unsung heroes first, but that also includes somebody like Jane Elliott, who is a white woman, who was very involved in the civil rights era. So those stories are all going to get told. We want to focus on a lot of the heroes, such as the Ruby Bridgeses and the Madam C.J. Walkers and the Ida B. Wells and the Langston Hughes and the James Baldwins. And then we want to transition to other stories. Frederick Douglass, yes. Cornel West, even our heroes today. There are so many people making history today. So we want to tell all those stories, but absolutely. Because what a lot of people forget is that we did have allies. They didn't take the lead. They understood their role as being part of making a change. And we want to tell those stories as well from all different races.
And again, it's ourheroesrock.org. Now, we did, Mark and I on the show yesterday on our Friday show, we kind of listed in our hearts the top five milestone moments in African-American history when it comes to pro wrestling. My producer, Andre, said that you had a list as well for your top five moments. You want to list those moments for us today?
Man, I had a list, and then I started thinking. I was like, man, then there's Bobo Brazil, and man, there's Teddy Atlas. There's so much that has happened. But I think the things that resonated with me the most, and I'll talk about my personal list, one, the formation of the Nation of Domination. I remember seeing that as a kid, and I was like, wait a minute. Why are they getting booed? I was so confused as a kid, but I understood what was going on, but it made me want to do more research because I was a child at the time. So the formation of Nation of Domination, obviously Kofi Mania, being there and how much, you know, that resonated with fans across the globe was incredible. Just cheering for a man who's worked so hard. So Kofi Mania, definitely. And a lot of people may disagree, but when The Rock beat Mick Foley and became the champion, that was a black man who came out of the Nation. And, right. and that was a big moment in black history for me. I mean, some people want to look at him as racially ambiguous, but he's black as Samoan. I mean, talk to Uso for a minute. You think you talk to a brother. So definitely put The Rock up there. Obviously, Ron Simmons winning the title as a kid blew my mind because he looked like me. He's darker than me. I'm a light-skinned dude. But he looked like me. And seeing him power slam Vader, that's definitely on my list. And then it's just, it's up in the air from there because I think of Bobo Brazil for sure. But then I think of Booker T winning a WCW and winning the championship. And, you know, from a dude that came from G.I. Bro, who I thought it was over as a kid, to Harlem Heat to go into a singles run and become the champ. So I'd say Booker T. So I guess that's my top five, but there's so many moments out there.
And there's so many moments, and it's objective. Wrong. Yeah, you can't be wrong.
Yeah, it's subjective. You can't be wrong in the sense. And I'm so glad that you put Booker in your top five and not number six because I don't know if he would have been able to take having somebody else put him at six. But you know what? I was talking to our guy, Ryan, and he brought up something to me that did you see? He said you were really familiar with Conor McGregor. And did you see his interaction with Finn Balor?
I did. Look.
On Twitter?
Yeah, we know Conor's. This is something that he needs to do. Pro wrestling seems like his future. And his interaction with Finn Balor just kind of seems like the obvious next step. We saw what Ronda Rousey did in this industry. And I think Conor, if he dedicates himself, I think he could have the same kind of fun run and make a lot of money doing it.
You know, it's funny that when it comes to – and here on Fight Nation, we do boxing, we do MMA, we do pro wrestling. But there seems to be a divide between the pro wrestling fan and the MMA fan. And you work with both. Do you see that divide? And why is there a divide between the two camps?
I mean, it's kind of some ignorance. I mean, look, pro wrestling was my gateway drug into everything. You know, I like watching people get beat up. That was just me growing up. I like watching people get punched in the face. And when my grandmother took me to pro wrestling, and then I started watching boxing, and MMA was like the natural transition. Because a lot of those wrestling holds were MMA holds. So I got familiar with it. But I think it's a lot of ignorance because, you know, some of the newer MMA fans go, oh, that's fake. That's not real. Then you got like, all right, go take a bump then. Tell me if that's
yeah.
fake.
Yeah, go hit you know, the go ropes. Take a bump.
Yeah, go do that and tell me that's fake. So it's just ignorance on the MMA side sometimes. And I think, but there's a lot more synergy than people think. There's a reason why Brock Lesnar was such a big star when he came in from pro wrestling to MMA. There's a reason. There is a lot of crossover there. So you're going to have your detractors. It's just like any comment section on a message board. There's going to be more negatives than positive when people say things. But let's believe that there's a lot of fans that love them all.
Well, I'm glad you said positive because ourheroesrock.org, extremely positive. I'm looking forward to it. We're excited about it and really appreciate the time. And thank you for coming on. And hopefully we can get you on again as well as this progresses. and you're welcome anytime. I know you're friends with Ryan McKinnell. Ryan McKinnell, conveniently, his internet went out. You're in Vegas. You don't have any internet problems. I find that kind of suspicious, but we love Ryan, so you're welcome anytime here on Busted Open.
Absolutely. You know, Ryan sometimes can be a chicken heel, so, you know, maybe he's ducking me.
It's satellite radio. You can call him a chicken shit heel because that's what he is. But we love Ryan very, very much. Him. Yeah, absolutely.
Man, I tell you, man, like, we got a lot in common, man. You said your grandmother got you into wrestling. My grandmother took me to wrestling. I was the only kid that used to like wrestling in my family. And I would go with my grandmother to Beaumont and watch wrestling. And, man, like, I thank God every day she did that, because here we are, you know, almost a 50-year-old dude, and wrestling is like at the forefront of my life still.
Awesome.
That's what it's all about.
Andreas Hale again, ourheroesrock.org. Thanks again for the time. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.